flurries of fun await this winter in Indiana. Feel the rush of the Midwest's only refrigerated toboggan run. Ski down snow-covered slopes and marvel at frozen waterfalls on a winter hike. When it's time to unwind, from outdoor fun to indoor escapes, your perfect winter getaway starts in Indiana. Plan your trip today at inindiana.com/winter.
What is Dax, are you?
Tracking all our cars on Carvana Value Tracker on all our devices? Yes, Kristen, yes I am.
Well, I've been looking for my phone for...
In Dax's domain, we see all. So we always know what our cars are worth.
All of them?
All of them. Value surge, trucks up 3.9%.
That's a great offer.
I know. Sell?
Sell.
Track your car's value with Carvana Value Tracker today.
Oh, such a clutch off-season pickup, Dave.
I know, right? I was worried we'd bring back the same team.
Oh, no, I meant those blackout motorized shades. MVP of the room.
Blinds.com made it crazy affordable to replace our old blinds.
Hard to install?
No, it's easy. Even you could do it.
Nice.
I installed these and then got some for my mom, too.
What, you fly across the country to do the install?
Nope. Blinds.com can do it all. All she had to do was pick what she wanted. She talked to a design consultant for free and scheduled a professional measure and install.
Look at you, a Hall of Fame son.
Oh, I just picked the winning team. They're the number one online retailer of custom window coverings in the world.
Oh, Blinds.com is the GOAT.
The GOAT.
Shop Blinds.com right now and get up to 45% off select styles and a 100% satisfaction guarantee. Save up to 45% at Blinds.com. Blinds.com. Rules and restrictions may apply.
106.5 PM. It's the Wake Up Call.
We all wake up very early. And this morning, right before I woke up, I heard one of the worst sounds that a homeowner can hear. Or actually, not just a homeowner, if you live in an apartment as well. And that is the death rattle swan song of a fire detector.
Oh.
Of a smoke alarm. The phantom beep from somewhere in the house.
Oh, the low battery sound.
Yes.
Oh, great.
And at first, I did the thing that most responsible husbands do. I pretended not to hear it.
Right.
And then I had the thought, like, my alarm's going to go off in 10 minutes anyway. That's somebody else's problem. Maybe I didn't hear it before I left the house. Then I tried that, and I went sneak, sneak, sneak into the shower. And then at the bathroom door, it opens, which is very jarring because nobody talks to me or sees me in the morning.
Oh, okay.
So when it opens, it's like, did the cats finally figure out how to open doors?
Right.
And it's not only my wife, but it's also my son being like, smoke detector, it woke Connor up.
Oh.
You got to do something about it.
Now, what did you think your wife was going to be able to do about it after you left?
I saw Barbie. My wife is capable of anything I'm capable of.
Okay, I'm saying, what would she do?
Whatever I would
also,
do.
Also, your wife has zero upper body strength. Less than zero. And I've said this to her face, so I'm not talking trash.
To her credit, by the way, she said, I'm too short to get it. So maybe she did try.
Oh.
Okay? So now I, half wet.
Yeah.
Go down there. And I see that they already have the office chair, which spins, by the way.
Oh, that's great.
One of the most precarious things in the world. I don't care how cool guy you are. Brad Pitt himself in his prime couldn't stand on an office chair and look cool.
No. It gives you the wiggles.
You get on it and it's just. You do the
Hold it.
Yeah. You do the arm dance, the father-in-law wedding dance,
yeah.
On it. So I'm up there and I reach up and I'm praying. I'm like, oh, you better reach it. You better be able to hit this.
Because you already have height issues.
Yeah.
I'm
just a little guy.
Short all the time.
If you don't know, I'm 4'3".
The way you talk, you might as well be. And so this could really have set you off in the wrong direction.
But I reached it.
Okay.
All right. Thank you. The biggest boy.
What a big boy.
The biggest boy. And now I'm barely reaching it.
Okay.
So there's a lot of like,
okay.
Hold the chair. Yep. Hold it. You don't want to wake up anybody else, including the dog, which is now a wild card in situations like this.
Okay.
And I'm able to flick the thing out and I take out the battery. Eureka. I'm done. And then somehow that MRF-er still beeped.
What?
Oh,
I took your life source. How are you alive, zombie?
I think the new ones will beep until you put a fresh battery in it.
Yeah, that's exactly what happened. So I finally was like, never mind. And I ripped the whole thing off the wall.
Oh.
So.
Still beeping. It still beeps, even when you rip it off the wall.
Where is the ceiling?
It? The
ceiling beeps? Or the device beeps?
Well, the device beeps, but the device is in the ceiling.
Right, but when you took it out.
The device still beeps.
So where did you put it?
In the garage.
Okay.
Under a blanket.
Oh.
It's like the horror story, like, and then the cat came back the very next day.
Right. I mean, here's why I'm proud of you. There was a time when something like this would have ruined your entire day. You would have come in, you would have a snarl on your face, mm-hmm. you'd be angrily shuffling.
Yeah.
No.
No.
You came in, what did we say earlier? And Kevin was...
Humdrum.
Humdrum.
Okay, no humdrum here.
No.
Mm-mm.
Right.
No, pep in my step.
Yes.
You know why? It's because I feel like it still lives, but I vanquished it.
Right.
That's what it kind of feels
like. You disarmed it.
Yeah. Maybe I didn't slay my enemy.
No, but you wounded it.
I humiliated it.
Yeah, you did. Now it's stuck under a blanket like a baby.
In a garage. Right. In a cold garage.
Yeah. Take that.
Take that.
Nice try to save my family again.
Yeah.
Huh?
Right. I'll bury you next time.
The details behind the Diddy indictment. Taylor Swift's stalkers. Jerry Lee trying to kill Elvis. Disgraceland dives into the dark side of entertainment every Tuesday. Follow and listen to Disgraceland on the free Odyssey app or wherever you get your podcasts.